Log Talk Radio.
And thank you so much for joining me once again for another fun-filled and exciting episode of Your Pleasure. Today's hot topic is masturbation. And for some, this is still a serious taboo. For others, practically a daily occurrence. Now, I don't mean to be inappropriate, but I wouldn't mind if during this program you took matters into your own hands and proved my point. So if you have a little lubricant and your favorite toy handy, have them there, and if you are so inspired, have at it. Nothing better than a satisfied and happy audience to keep things moving right along. I encourage masturbation, especially in our society, because it's not because it's a controversial topic, but because it is a healthy approach to our sexuality. It really saddens me that the Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders, actually was asked to resign in the Clinton administration because she suggested that it was the safest course of action for teens to prevent unwanted pregnancies and STDs. They forced her to resign because she gave good advice. Can you imagine? That's the kind of society we live in. Believe it or not, we are a sexually repressive society. Now, you wouldn't think so by looking at all the TV ads where sex is used to sell everything from yogurt to dish detergent, but those are just teases and fodder for another week's discussion. Tonight, I hope that you will call in with your opinions or questions so we can make this a lively, interesting discussion with many viewpoints. Please call our toll-free number, 1-800-276-0345. Again, whether you have a question or a comment, I would love to hear from you. Please don't be shy. Call in. You can use an anonymous name if that suits you, but call. The first three callers will receive a copy of my book, Loving Sex, Every Woman's Guide to Sensual Sexuality, or if a guy calls, Don't Do It in the Dark, An Enlightened Guide to Sensual Sexuality. If you'd like to read more on the topic that I am discussing this evening, you can have access to wonderful products meant for sexual play. Please visit my website, www.yourpleasure.com, and you'll be redirected to a larger site, www.sensualitysexualitypleasureadvice.com. And if you put the forward slash into the address bar after you get to the main site and type in masturbation, you'll find my page on that topic. There are also many products, including a wonderful masturbator sleeve and lubricants, heated and otherwise, that will make masturbation fun and easy so you can enjoy this natural, God-given ability. Speaking of God, masturbation was condemned by the church elders thousands of years ago. I believe misery loves company, and since those guys had decided in a life of celibacy, they wanted to eliminate pleasure for everyone as well. The elders erroneously believed that people would prefer self-pleasuring to the responsibility of marriage and children. So they made it an offense to God to masturbate. Looking at the body logically and logistically, it is obviously not an offense to God. If nature didn't intend for us to be able to touch our genitals would have been located between our shoulder blades. obviously, our design lends itself to handling our own business. Now, masturbation can be defined as the stimulation performed using hands, fingers, everyday objects, or dedicated sex toys. Now, there's also mutual masturbation, masturbation with a partner, both of which can be fantastic alternatives to sexual intercourse. And sometimes they work better than sexual intercourse because if you just don't have the energy for sexual intercourse, this is a lot easier and takes a whole lot less energy. Studies have found that masturbation is frequent in both sexes and all ages. There are many medical and psychological benefits that have been attributed to a healthy attitude towards sex in general and to masturbation in particular. And there is no known causal relationship between masturbation and any form of mental or physical disorder. Can you imagine years ago they said you would go blind if you masturbated or you'd grow hair on your palms and people actually believed that? Now, thank goodness doctors are looking and have given their stamp of approval on masturbation, so now we don't believe that anymore. But you know, the stigma is still there for many, many people. If you think about it, acts of masturbation have been depicted in art worldwide since prehistory. While there was a period from the late 18th century, to the 20th century, when it was subject to medical and religious censure and social conservatism, today it is considered a normal part of a healthy life. Like everything else in your body, your genitals are meant to be used. The mind and muscles atrophy when they are not used. Now, some people, because of choice or chance, don't ever touch their genitals. These people are missing out, but that is their choice. In their senior years, when their parts have shriveled up and no longer work, they will probably bemoan the illnesses and lack of functionality they've brought upon themselves due to lack of nookie. But that doesn't mean that their restriction should be extended to everyone in society. Not only is masturbation healthy for us, it is one of the most beneficial things we as humans can do. And it doesn't cost anything. It feels great. It teaches us about our bodies. It relieves stress better than any medication on the planet. It doesn't need any fancy equipment. It doesn't have any negative side effects, especially if you're using a lubricant. It ends in an awesome relief of tension. It adds positively to our overall health. And bottom line, it keeps us out of trouble. When we masturbate, we keep sexual tension under control. Don't ever underestimate how sexual tension influences all of our decisions, big and small. Especially when choosing a partner, it is best to be able to choose one rationally and with a calm mind and body without the frenzy that sexual need generates. Sexually needy persons also put out an odoriferous scent. It is not a pleasant scent that you have when you are sexually needy. Yet people who are sexually satisfied have a sexually inviting scent. So keep that in mind. If you want to attract people to you, you need to get your pheromones working for you, and masturbation is most definitely the way to do it. And a good thing to remember, just like you wouldn't shop for food when you're starving because you end up buying a bunch of things you really shouldn't have, so, too, you shouldn't make relationship choices when you're sexually starving, which won't happen if you masturbate regularly. Now, when teens start masturbating, they discover a fantastic pleasure naturally inherent in their bodies. if they are taught that it is healthy, normal self-love, and an excellent way to relieve sexual tension, they will continue to masturbate regularly until that special someone comes along. If not, or if they think that there's something shameful or dirty or nasty or weird or whatever other titles people put on it, they will end up at the mercy of their sexual tension, which ends up appearing as desire and lust, which a lot of people confuse with love. It has nothing to do with love, but which will usually be satisfied and can be usually satisfied by relieving sexual tension. It is not enough to just say no. Unchecked sexual tension is one of the reasons teens make careless choices, ending up with responsibilities that they are ill-prepared to handle. Safe sex advice would be to encourage your teens to be sexually self-sufficient. Sexual satisfaction is a great way to avoid having sex with a partner, so there are fewer chances of unwanted pregnancy. Furthermore, with self-love, they are less apt to get a disease or spread disease or end up in any less than savory relationships. With the sexual tension curbed, they can more clearly see if the choices before them are actually good for them, because they're not looking for intimacy from a sexually stressed point of view. Masturbation is something that everyone can and should do. Those whose religious beliefs prevent them from having a partner should try practicing self-love, even if they choose to never engage in intimate relations with a partner. That doesn't mean that they should avoid taking care of this primal need. Deprivation and sexual starvation make people do crazy things. Cannot deny the need. It must be taken care of. And if you refuse to have a partner to help you with your sexual needs, then you need to take matters into your own hands. People who masturbate are less likely to express their sexual tension inappropriately. Our sexual appetite is an urge that cannot be denied, an appetite that is there. It must be fulfilled. It can only be redirected or relieved, not ignored. Isn't it better to redirect sexual tension into a beneficial activity rather than let its need take over? It is also true that people who are sexually unsatisfied actually eat more. Maybe that's the reason for the growing epidemic of obesity. Who else can benefit from self-love? The elderly, of course. So many senior citizens have no partner, yet they have the equipment and knowledge to keep themselves healthy and viable, better than any medications on the market today, to keep their blood pressure down, to keep their circulation going, to add a nice vibrancy to their skin. Just because they are alone doesn't mean they should starve to death. So too, just because they don't have a sexual partner doesn't mean they should go without sexual relief for the rest of their lives. I know that a lot of people do not see sexual tension being relieved, especially through masturbation, as essential in our society. And often among less educated individuals, or I should say less enlightened individuals, it is discussed as if it is a deviant behavior. It needs to be acknowledged within our societal consciousness as important and healthy so that every individual is encouraged to practice it and receive its healthy benefits. People who rely on medications to keep themselves happy are missing one of the greatest forms of relaxation, which produces endorphins during the orgasm. Your body doesn't care if that orgasm happened with a partner or on your own. the endorphins are produced nonetheless, and their benefit is immediately felt by the organism, that's you, on many different levels. I can't say it enough. Masturbation keeps us healthy. It is a heart-healthy activity that keeps our circulation fine-tuned. It's good for our skin, our mental outlook, and to relieve stress. Whether a person has a sexual partner or not, it is a viable means of self-help for sexual health. It is a private, necessary function that should not be ignored, and it should not be considered something shameful. Of course, all of this means that it's taking place in the privacy of your home. Of course, that's sort of a given, but I need to express that because I'm not suggesting that anyone masturbate in public. I guess I should emphasize that to ball players or football players who are on the field grabbing at their genitals, but, you know, that's for the rest of the United States to figure out. I think that if you want to touch yourself, you should be able to touch yourself in the privacy of your own home. And I think it's really important that we teach our children that masturbation is safe and healthy. It's an innate ability. It is natural. And it's a fantastic alternative, the best alternative, to questionable liaisons born out of sexual tension. Did you know that people who masturbate are actually more sexually attractive, that they put out a much stronger pheromonal scent than those who do not? Also, people who masturbate are seen as sexually self-confident because they're taking care of their business. They're not needy. No one wants to hook up with someone who's needy. They want someone who is self-sufficient and able to take care of themselves, who is an equal partner in the relationship. Another good point to remember about masturbation is it keeps your parts working. Sex is meant to be enjoyed often. If you have a partner who, for whatever reason, illness, travel, maybe they have a lower sex drive than yours, rather than get angry at them or look elsewhere for sexual satisfaction, get used to doing it for yourself. Most people learn to have their first orgasm via masturbation. So in that sense, masturbation is an excellent learning tool. It's especially important for young men because when a guy learns how to bring about his first orgasm, he is in essence laying the foundation for the process of what it takes to have an orgasm. So if he teaches his body to have the orgasm within 5 minutes of self-pleasuring, that's the same path his body will take each and every time his genitals are stimulated for sexual purposes. So if you teach him that it's shameful, if you teach him that you do not think he should touch himself, he's going to do it secretively. He's going to do it quickly. He's going to become a premature ejaculator, and he's going to add another problem or another wrinkle in the relationship. Because if he learns how to do it the right way in the beginning or learns self-control in the beginning, and he's only going to learn that through loving himself, then that's one less thing to worry about. If you take your time, he'll feel all the subtle nuances of sexual stimulation. He'll feel where the warning is in his arousal and be able to stay within the first third of his arousal so that he knows where his control is. And he'll learn to do that until it becomes a habit. It's better to have control over your body than to have to apologize for the rest of your life for hair trigger trouble or premature ejaculation. For young women, masturbation is a way of learning how you like to be touched, where your greatest sensitivity is, how much or how little pressure you enjoy. It is a way for becoming responsible for your own pleasure. None of us come with directions. Someday, when you find a partner that you resonate with, someone who wants to understand you and bring you joy, you'll be able to guide that partner, show them what it is that you enjoy so they can touch you in ways that are pleasurable. You can't show if you don't know. If you haven't experimented, if you haven't touched yourself, if you think that there's something wrong with it, then you are leaving yourself in the dark. Open up the light. Turn it on to your pleasure. Turn it on to what your body is capable of. Everyone has the ability. Everyone has the need. Don't deny it. Don't run away from it. And don't put any kind of negative connotations on it. You know, if you really think about it, medically speaking, it has been shown that babies in utero actually touch themselves. And soon after they're born, they continue to touch themselves. In that, it should be understood that this is a normal, natural experience. It is only the sexually repressed, uptight, and scared individuals who teach children not to touch themselves. And by not touching themselves, these children end up finding expression of their sexual activity in other ways. It's kind of funny that in this society, sexuality is considered X, and the expression of violence and murder in movies and TV is rated PG-13. I'll never understand that, but I'm sure that we are, as a society, starting to look at this again and starting to rearrange our priorities as we swing from a totally yang society back into the center of yin and yang. You have to ask yourself, how can we change this aggressive, damaging, restrictive, unhealthy view of the world and our bodies to promote self-love, and with that self-love, self-acceptance, and the ability to love others? Masturbation is a joy. There are fantastic tools out there, but I want to caution you. There's also a couple of tools out there, pumps in particular for men, that could be harmful. I mean, they are a lot of pressure and suction on the male genitals, and if they are used improperly, they can hurt him. They can really hurt his hydraulics. So I would always recommend that when it comes to sexual play, that you stick with a more natural form of sexual play. You know, your hand works perfectly. There are also masturbation sleeves for men. They work beautifully. For women, there are delicious stimulants. There's one in particular called, Tasty Twist. Tasty Twist is a masturbation cream specifically for the woman's genitals. It stays on top of the genitals long enough for a fantastic stimulation. It gets the blood flowing in there. And with the use of it, you can help yourself to become excited in the good amount of time. Remember, this is not a race. This is not something that's supposed to happen instantly. For women, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes of physical stimulation, and then you add a little mental stimulation. Now, I have another hint. If you find it difficult to stimulate yourself because, you know, of the environment that you're in, and closing your eyes is not enough, then I would strongly recommend that you get yourself a blindfold, okay? And just close the lights. Have your lubrication handy, have your little bit of Tasty Twist, or sex butter works really well as well, and have it there so that you can touch yourself without seeing what you're doing. You don't need to see what you're doing. It's not about looking at things and making judgments about them. It's about a sensory experience. It's about feeling your body, exploring your body, enjoying your body, and knowing that it has a potential for pleasure that was built into it, and that you are a divine creature who is meant for pleasure. So don't deny it to yourself. Give yourself what you need to enjoy your life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, life is happening, and you have wonderful abilities. And, you know, even though there are people who think that, you know, you can do too much sex, maybe you can do too much sex with other people because, you know, you're relying on them, and then it causes a neediness and everything else. But when you have sex by yourself, it is time well spent. It is an appreciation of your temple. It is an unleashing of the good that you have inside of you. It is the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself. And I really think that in this very, very stressed world, it's easy to take drugs. It's easy to drink alcohol and you know, drink yourself into a stupor. But none of that really pays. All of that has a payment that is going to cost you in ill health in the years to come. Masturbation, on the other hand, I don't think that there is anything about masturbation that can be considered harmful. I mean, again, lubrication is necessary. Take your time. Be gentle with yourself. Stroke yourself. Feel your body. And you know what? Don't just keep the stimulation solely to your genitals. The genitals are nice, but you know what? There are so many other wonderful areas of your body. And if you need to be comfortable with your body, start with the less sexually oriented parts. Rub your hand through your hair. Rub your arms with your hands. Rub your legs. Rub your feet. Do everything in a nice, slow, loving, caressing way. Tell your body how much you appreciate it. Because, you know, if you loathe your body, if you ignore your body, if you treat it as if it doesn't matter, sooner or later it will come back and it will bite you right in the butt. You have to love yourself on a daily basis. And I don't mean that you need to masturbate on a daily basis. I just mean you need to recognize that touching yourself in a loving, caring, gentle, beautiful way is something that will release hormones into your body. It will get your skin activated so that if there's any healing that needs to go on inside your skin, your genitals and your skin will help that to produce, the skin will help to produce the hormones that you need. I mean, this is Ayurvedic medicine I'm talking about too. And Deepak Chopra talks about it extensively in Training the Mind, Healing the Body. So if you need to have medical backup for the reason that you should touch yourself physically, top to bottom, and include your genitals, definitely check out that that DVD, CD, or that book. I hope that I have inspired you all to take the bull by the horn and enjoy your bodies, because that's your body. You own it. You get to keep it until death do you part. So you might as well enjoy yourself while you're in there. Next week, I hope you will join me, because I will be interviewing a fantastic author named Laura Anzonio, who wrote a series of books that are intriguing, spicy, and they are called the Marketplace Book Series. And I'm telling you, if you read 50 Shades of Grey and you want more of the same, only better, please tune in and hear from this remarkable author who really knows how to weave a delicious, exciting, interesting tale that will be very difficult to put down. I've read all of her books, and I'm telling you, I'm not one for reading stories, but I couldn't put her books down. They were so exciting. Stay well, keep doing your Kegels, and do yourself a favor tonight, masturbate. Your genitals will thank you for the attention. See you next week. Bye for now.